Good.
One of Fort McMurray with Buffalo and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down and check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Norrell Toyota. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Hi everybody, it's me again. I'm Courtney. And right now we're actually in Casting Crows, and I don't think we've been in here before.
No, so please tell everybody what this is and where we are.
So Casting Crows is kind of a new addition to Corridor. We're not physically connected, but we are in the same building, and we're just right across the sidewalk. We're right around the corner, so you can check us out Tuesdays to Sundays. From 10 to 6, and Sundays is 12 to 5, same as Corridor. And what we got in here is a little bit different. We've got a lot of crystals, a lot of really cool, neat stuff, metaphysical stuff, candles, jewelry. Some of our vendors from Corridor came over here because it's totally their vibe. Megan Nippert, who's been on the show before, she does her bone jewelry, stuff like that, and she's here with us. So yeah, we're excited. It's pretty, it's still new, but it's cool.
Yeah, it's
different
very
vibe.
Cool. So how and why did you come up with this addition?
This is what Corridor was supposed to be.
Okay, fair enough. I like it.
In the beginning, because that was kind of like what I was doing when we opened Corridor, but
great.
The vendor thing took off. So I kind of ran with that, and then when this bay was coming available, yeah. I was like, cool, we need the space over at Corridor for our growing vendors over there, so you know, yeah. I'll take all my stuff, we'll take a couple vendors with us, and we'll get to do that. So this is kind of how it happened.
Very cool.
Yeah, it is very fun. Cool. I like this space. It's yeah. different, and it's kind of more my vibe.
Yeah, and it's very unique. Every time I come in here, you're adding more stuff. Like, those books were not on the wall last
they
time
were.
I was here.
They
were.
Were
they?
Yeah.
I just missed it?
Yeah.
Because I love that. That yeah. addition is cool.
I made that since like day one. That was there.
I'm totally oblivious. I've never seen that before.
Yeah,
cool. As soon as I walked in today, it was the first thing that caught my eye. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, it's fun. Cool. Everyone loves the books, yeah. So we might add on to that.
I love how nobody on camera can see it. You need to come in
to
see it. That's why I'm drawing attention to it.
Yeah.
So this was the original concept you had in your mind.
Yeah, it was gonna be like a crystal shop and have a couple vendors, but you know, the vendor thing just took off. So
yeah.
And it's been cool.
Hammer was saying when we came by, he saw events. How are the events component? Because I know that was a big component, but you've taken up so much space now.
So we still have the events. We've had a couple new vendors come in that require a lot more space. So March has been kind of the month that I just took a break from the events, trying to get the back organized. We brought in a lot of material and moved some furniture around. So, but the events are going to be back on starting in April, and they're going great. Yeah, we've got some really cool stuff happening, got some new things starting. So
tell us a little bit about
we've got a vendor who's from Manitoba. She does they're on a trap line, so she does fur. She's always at the trade show, Roxanne, and she did a moccasin and mitt class back in January, which was great. We were supposed to do another one in February, but the timing didn't line up. And then we had Megan on. She did another felting class, which was super cute. They used like teacups and made like little scenery type. It was adorable. We're always looking for new people who want to try and teach classes or do things or
Very interesting. Yeah, like the space has grown so much.
It's crazy.
When he said they throw events here, I'm like, I know they used to, but
yeah, we still
got a lot of space here. Now,
I know, so. I just take up. We actually made the store smaller and gave more space to the events, because when we do stained glass and stuff, there's a lot of equipment that goes out for the stained glass class. So Nicole needed a larger space to do it, so that's what we're doing. Just still in transition of trying to get all that stuff out into the storage unit that we don't need on a day-to-day basis. Mm-hmm. And given the weather lately, it's tricky. I don't want to work outside, so I don't want to be moving any furniture outside in the cold.
It's been cold.
Yeah, yeah.
So when it comes to staffing, this place is completely different than the other place.
Yeah.
Like, how and what kind of person are you looking for to, like, work in here?
We share.
You guys literally just go back and forth.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Yeah. So please elaborate.
No, I mean, Betty Ann is, she loves it over here. And she's got us, she does her TikToks and stuff like that. So she does really, really good. She's been my first staff since we opened, since I hired her. So she's number one. She kind of works shift over here, and then we'll all alternate between. It is hard though, like staffing is definitely hard, especially with two locations and not being connected. But you know, it's something that we work with and figure out and fly by the seat of our pants.
Yeah, it's just the knowledge base for some of the stuff in here. Like, I'm just like, man, if I had some questions, like, your staff needs to learn.
Yeah.
And it's always hard to find people who are willing to learn.
That too. Well, and we have our group chat, so a lot of the times if somebody doesn't know, they can hit us up. And like, Trisha's awesome. She is really fast with getting back to it. Same with Megan. Like, Megan knows a lot when it comes to like the geology side of things, so she's good that way. And yeah, I mean, I think anybody could hit us up on Facebook if they're not sure. We always tell them that anyways, like if they got any questions, just send us a message. Or we write things down for them while they're here. Like Trisha, she's got her like little notepad so they can write down the name, then you Google it later themselves. So
yeah. It's just so much. Like the other store, it's hard enough to like remember all the vendors and like point out like what everything is.
Yeah.
But then I looked at this, and then I looked at that back wall when you're filming, and I was just like,
a lot
of information to like keep track of in your head. So I was just like, I just know from a staffing standpoint, like a lot of the time people aren't willing to like put that work in to be knowledgeable about like the products. And in this store, you gotta be real knowledgeable.
Yeah, it's kind of a passion side of things too. But I also find that a lot of people who come in here already know a little bit, so they already know what they might be looking for or something similar. And like, I mean, Google's there, ChatGPT's there. Mm-hmm. Hey, I need a crystal for this, or you know, I use Pinterest a lot sometimes when I'm trying to find something on a variety, or there's lots of ways to do it on the fly.
Yeah. So, who came up with the paint scheme?
Me. It was white in here before.
Yeah.
It was a lot of painting. It was not very fun.
Yeah. And you've definitely, like, it's not just one color. And then there's, like, things you've painted. So you painted, like, who helped you do all of this?
Thomas helped me paint. Landlord, obviously, helped out with a couple of guys that we have for that. But a lot of it was me with a spray gun. Once I got smart and stopped rolling, and I was like, I'm gonna just buy a sprayer, and it worked out really good with the sprayer.
Yeah, it looks cool. It's very unique.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, and so you said like some of the vendors moved over here. So how many vendors would you say are in this location with this current theme?
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. And Trish, who's number one.
Yeah.
She's got the most. She's got all the fun, cool stuff. So, yeah, which is great. I love having that because it's taken it off of my plate and I can focus on the things that I like to do.
Yeah. Which is all the time, all the day being in here.
No.
Yeah.
I like to make my own things.
Yeah. So how's that going? What are you creating right now? Okay.
Here I have a couple of them.
I was wondering why you're holding this. Like, honestly, I knew
there's
it would come up.
There's a method.
Like, We've been chatting so long right now. I'm just like, this is a weird thing that you haven't brought back into the conversation.
I know. Well, I never really.
And you've
really
been doing work just holding it. So
I know. Yeah. I never really get to show the things that I do. So.
Explain this to.
So this is Ramstein. He's a fantasy faux taxidermy.
Okay.
Because I have actual like real skulls, but I wanted to practice first before I go and like do stuff to them. Like I've got some really big ones that I wanted to bedazzle. Cause I got this one too. So I do like, this is a roe deer. It's an actual like skull cap.
Okay.
So I've got it all like blinged out and like crystalled out. So.
Yeah.
So what I bought my girlfriend for Christmas was a taxidermy duck.
Cool.
She loves
it. Was it a two-headed duck?
Nope, just a regular duck.
Just a regular one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm actually going to the Curiosity and Oddities Expo in the U.S. in August, so.
You say that like I know what that is.
It's huge, yeah. It's huge.
So please explain what this expo is.
It's a huge expo. They come through Vancouver and Toronto. Those are the only two Canadian stops that they do, but they go through all through the U.S., different dates. Kind of huge, it's a huge expo, and they have everything, all things weird, like stripper rats and taxidermy and wet specimens and entomology and all the cool stuff. So I like it. Me and my dad are gonna go. It's gonna be fun.
Cool.
Yeah.
So like when you invent or create, not invent, when you create something like this, what's the goal? Are you hanging that up somewhere? Are you trying to sell this?
Yeah.
Or are you getting it in a movie?
Like, he's not for sale right now. I mean, if someone wanted to pay what I want for him, because he's my favorite and it took me a really long time, they could definitely proposition me.
Mm-hmm.
I have another one that's over in Corridor. It's the white deer. Kind of was like for fun, but
yeah.
But we actually have a contest for that has to do with this guy.
Interesting. And you don't get to tell anybody at home about the contest because Tanner actually literally
he's like, you gotta be quiet now. He's very soft.
Yeah, I will. Oh, I'll hold it. So we are out of time, but before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights.
Oh, I don't know. Jeez. I guess like just for all the vendors, for sure. Like again, none of this is possible without you guys hanging out with us all the time. And for you guys, you know, taking time out of your day to help out my vendors, especially my young guy.
Yeah, he was cool.
Reed, he was awesome today. So it's really exciting to see that stuff happen.
There we go. Awesome. Well, Fort McMurray with Buffalo, the rest of the world. That's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Neural Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose and the beautiful people at Coldwell Banker. Hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
Hi, everyone. It's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the Corridor Shops and Events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst. Really?